But the man of the moment is the Mayor of Lismore, and excuse me, he is on the line. Steve Craig, good morning, Steve.
Richard, how are you?
Good. You're sort of in uncharted waters, metaphorically and literally speaking at the moment, aren't you? As the newly crowned Mayor of Lismore, you've certainly taken over the job at perhaps the toughest possible time for Lismore, Steve.
10 weeks into the job, Richard, and I didn't know I was signing up for this, but you've got to embrace every challenge that's thrown at you.
Well, so, look, I know as part of your campaign you'd had no previous council experience, and I dare say what you've only attended two council meetings now, would it be January?
Three.
I beg your pardon.
One went for too long and we had to back up the next week, so
right.
I'm calling it three.
But you were in the lead-up in the campaign as an independent, and I think you got about 70% of the voters, Mayor. You wanted to do more to mitigate flooding in Lismore. What do you do and how do you do it, Steve?
There's been reports done since 2017, our last major flood. None of those... I'm not going to make this political, Richard.
That's fine.
But there are plans in place that have been in place for a long time that have never been presented to state and federal governments. It's certainly a lot cheaper to restrict flooding, if at all possible, by mechanical ways, i.e. lifting the levee bank and increasing water flow by mechanically straightening our river system. All of these are being costed out around $40 million. And this is going to cost us probably $500 million to clean up and fix and get going again. So, economically,
yeah. Well, look, you're a businessman. Your business, I believe, is in the CBD, and I believe your home is as well. How many times, you know, since you've opened the businesses, have you had to evacuate because of flooding in that time?
Twice. We know Lismore floods, and we've got a levee bank which holds up to 11 metre floods back. But we've had six floods this year, you know, so flooding's not a new thing, but we'll get a 6 metre flood or a 7 metre flood every 6 or 8 weeks in Lismore. It's not something that's uncommon. Things of this magnitude, obviously, since records have been kept in Lismore at about since 1854, this is by far and away the biggest weather event we've ever experienced. But we can plan and prepare for smaller catastrophes, that's for sure.
Yeah. And look, SES doing a wonderful job. A lot of volunteers, ADF personnel are there. And I did speak to Ed Bennett from Lismore SES earlier this morning. He said the river level has dropped, and obviously, fingers crossed, touch wood, it will continue to drop, but it's going to be a long time before you can actually clean up. Did speak to Steph Cook, the Emergency Services Minister. There is funding available, and hopefully they'll make the disaster declarations ASAP, Steve, so that more assistance can be made available immediately.
You know, it's a long process, Richard. Like, it took a long time to recover from the 2017 flood, and this is twice as bad.
Yeah.
So, you know, personally, yeah, I'm affected, but it's not about me. It never has been. It's about our city getting us back on track and working together to ensure that this sort of disaster is mitigated and doesn't happen again, mate.
All right. I really appreciate the time this morning. Fingers crossed. All the best, Steve, and let's hope things subside, certainly water levels. Steve Craig, the Mayor of Lismore.